Well, hey, High Ridge family, welcome into our staff meeting. We are here with several of our staff members, hoping to encourage you at your home as you're gathering with your family. And we're going to dig into the Word of God together, believing that as we dig into God's Word, that God's Word begins to dig into us. I'm hoping that you'll find something that would encourage you and bless you as we turn our hearts to God's Word today. Joshua chapter 4 is where we're going to spend our time. And I want to just say a very special thank you on behalf of our staff to all of you. Thank you for letting us enjoy a Sunday with our family. This means the world to us. I don't know if there are a lot of churches that actually get to take a Sunday off, but you've been so kind and so supportive of us. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for your financial support. You make it possible for us to continue to do the work of the Lord. And without you, this doesn't happen. So Joshua chapter 4, today we're going to talk about something that the Lord put upon my heart that I think will encourage you. This one is called Markers, Milestones, and Monuments, the three M's. And as we're looking at the end of this year and looking forward to next year, there are some things that I feel like the Lord wants us to look back at and to celebrate. There's also some things that the Lord, I think, wants us to just leave in the past. Amen. Some things need to just die with 2019, let it go. We're looking for a fresh start. When I think about the year 2019, there are a lot of personal wins and some losses, of course, that come into my mind. There's some things that went viral this year that I'm hoping will just stay in 2019, like the Cowboys season. Like this viral video of slapping kids on the face with a piece of cheese. What is that? Have you guys seen, you've seen this stuff? You're taking a piece of cheese and throwing it on the little baby's face. Like, who does this? This is child abuse. I watched the video of the dad dragging his daughter through the airport. Did you see that?
Yes.
So, yeah, she just goes completely limp, and he's just having to drag her through the airport. And for some of us, that's kind of how we approach the end of the year in 2019. We're just kind of just, okay, God, just drag me through the rest of this because I just need to, I need to finish strong if I can, but I'm just kind of relying upon your strength, Lord, to get me through the rest of this year. Amen. And we could just be honest today. For some of us, 2019 was amazing, and it may have had some awesome ups, but in all honesty, maybe it had some downs too. Let's talk about those. Let's talk about markers, milestones, and monuments and what the Lord says about those moments. In Joshua chapter 4, the Lord commands that they build a monument. And monuments are so important for a couple of reasons. Number one, they tell us what happened. They tell us where we are. They tell us where we're going. And they remind us of where we've been. That's a great way for God to give us a good snapshot of reality. Where are you really? And as God is commanding His children to do this, He gives some specifics around how He wants this done. And I think it will help you, encourage you today. So Joshua chapter 4, the children of Israel have just crossed the river. They're walking into the promised land. They've spent 40 years in the desert. And this has been a time of disobedience and sin and discipline, all the things that God had to work out of their minds and out of their lifestyles to get them ready for this new decade, this new season, this new promised land. And so this is not the first time that the children of Israel have crossed the river. This is the second time now that God has supernaturally stopped a river and allowed them to cross over on dry ground. And in Joshua chapter 4, we'll pick it up in verse 4. It says this, "So Joshua called together the 12 men that he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and he said to them, 'Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. And each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites.'" There's 12 of them. And it says, "This is to serve as a sign among you. And in the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. And when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. They took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, as the Lord had told Joshua. And they carried them over from to their camp, where they put them down. And Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan at the spot where the priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood. And there they are to this day. So this is obviously a big day in the history of the Israelite people. They're finally stepping into the promised land. There's excitement. And I remember the times in my life where we've had a big move. You might remember the times where you've moved from one city to the next or state or maybe even the country. It's an exciting time, but it's also a time where things get a little hectic. You're going to forget something. There's going to be something that gets left behind. Heard someone told me when we were moving that the greatest thing someone ever told them was the very last thing that you pack and the first thing that you unpack when you get to the new place is toilet paper. Word to the wise. But when you're moving, some things are going to get missed. When you're excited, you're going to overlook some things that are important. And God gives this very specific word to Joshua. When you're walking across the middle of a dry river that I'm going to hold back supernaturally for you, I want you to choose 12 stones. And as soon as you cross over, put those 12 stones together to serve as a memorial, as a reminder. It's tangible proof of what God did. There are several reasons why God does this. And I love how he gives this analogy to Joshua, and he gives them this command to make sure that we don't forget what he had done. And I think it's super important for us to look at this story in the context of our season, because this next week we're not going to just move into a new month, but we're actually moving into a new year with January the 1st, and beyond that, a new decade. And some things that the Lord has put in our memories are just too important to forget in the excitement of moving into a new season. And so why are memorials so important to God? I want to give you three reasons, and if you're a note taker, you can write this down. But three keys to understanding why God wants us to build monuments and sometimes why God wants us to tear those down. Number one, monuments are a visual reminder of God's supernatural power. It's something more than just a vision or a dream. It's more than a hope or more than a wish. It's more than faith. This is tangible proof. This is something that you can touch. A rock was something that you could touch. You can actually go up to it and put your hands on it. You could walk on it if you need, but it's visual proof that God came through in this moment. And God is telling the Israelites, I don't want you to ever forget what I've done for you. You need a visual reminder of what I'm doing. And so many things in Christianity, we just have to take on faith. And that's difficult for us sometimes to do, but God has stepped even beyond our faith and says, I want to give you something that is more than faith. It's proof. It's tangible. You can feel it. You can touch it. You know, because the promised land that the children of Israel are walking into is not a vacation. And promised land sounds beautiful. It's the land flowing with milk and honey. But in all honesty, as soon as they cross over this river, there's a war to be fought. Right. There's giants in the land. There's things that are going to have to be done. There's battles that are going to be fought. And don't let me be the bearer of bad news today, but 2020 is going to be a lot like 2019. It's just a different day, but you're still you. God's still God. There's still good things. There's still bad things. There's things that you're going to have to fight. And so memorials provide proof, visual proof, of God's supernatural power. If you don't forget where the power comes from, you're going to be able to stand. You're going to be able to walk. You're going to be able to function in a new season. These memorials remind us that if God got me through that, God can get me through this. And you're going to need that reminder because 2020 will bring challenges. It's going to be hard. The war is coming. But if God got me through that, he will get me through this. There's a special rock that I have here today, and it's a quote from Psalm 19 that's printed on this. It says, "Oh God, my rock," it says, "my and my redeemer." And this may just look like a cheap knickknack to you, but to me, I keep it on my desk as a visual reminder, not just of the Word of God or the fish that's carved into it, but this rock was given to me by a single mom that had just come out of the drug lifestyle. She'd made a whole lot of bad decisions, and I'd seen her life. I cared about her very, very deeply, but I'd seen her life take a lot of bad turns as she made some life decisions that were critical to her and to her baby. But then I also saw as God began to do some amazing things in her life, as she began to trust God and to take some faith steps, and she says, I don't want to go back to that lifestyle anymore. Mm-hmm. And when God began to change her life, it was so amazing to see the leaps and bounds in faith that came, the blessings that God poured out as she remembered God's goodness, and she began to take these faith steps, and it was something so profound that I wanted to make sure I never forgot it. And she gave me this one time as just an appreciation gift, I believe on maybe it was my birthday or a special some sort of special occasion. She gave this to me. She said, "I want you to remember what you've done in my life, what you've meant to me." And so I keep this on my desk for when times get tough, when I feel like I'm not making a difference, when I feel like I'm just a failure, when I feel like this is not working. I look back at this rock and I remember that, yeah, maybe today's not working, but for someone it did. For somebody it did. I made a difference in somebody's life. And this is a visual reminder that God can use me. And if he can use me, he can use you. If God can change a single mom's life that had made some bad decisions, if he can turn that whole situation around, he can do the same for you. I know that he's done it for me. Memorials are a visual sign, proof of God's supernatural power. The second reason is this, that what he did yesterday gives us faith for today. What he did yesterday gives us faith for today. Yesterday's faith is used up. Yesterday's grace is used up. That's why the scripture says his mercies are new every morning. I need them today, and you're going to need them tomorrow. Memorials, the things that we can look back on, give us faith for today when we think about what God did for us before. And he says that. He says as much in verse 24, if you want to move on down the chapter. God, why did you do this? It says, he did this so that all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always know and fear the Lord. That word doesn't mean to be afraid of him, but to have an awe, a reverence, a respect for God. And when God tells us to set up a memorial to remember something, these mile markers in our life, it's so that you will not only understand his power, but you'll see that he's giving you faith and grace, mercy for today. You know, we have short-term selective memory. Sometimes we only remember the highlights of our year, the times that were really good or the times that were really bad. And depending upon if you're optimistic or pessimistic, you can just remember those highlights of your year, and they kind of just define us. But, you know, when the next crisis comes, we forget what's most important. And that's the fact that God got me here. It wasn't me or my strength alone, but God got me here. It's more important for us to remember who got us here than really where we are. Because God will sustain us on the journey. I wrote it down this way. You know, for these people crossing this river, that river would have been a huge resource to them, from fishing to just their water supply, to be able to bathe, to make food. That river is really important, but God wanted them to remember who controls the river. Your source is not going to ever be found in your circumstances, but in the one who controls your circumstances. Here's the third reason why God wants us to make memorials. It's because he wants you to share your story. Yes. And this is really important for Christians. Many of us have experienced so many powerful things and movements of God, ways that God has come through, and no one besides you ever knows that they happened. But he says this in verse 6. He says, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. You see, your children haven't experienced God the way that you have. The next generation won't understand. And if we weren't there to see it, if we being the next generation weren't there to see what you've experienced, it just kind of becomes legend. Like it's a good story, or is it based in truth? It's like Robin Hood or King Arthur. Like are there some parts of this that are based in truth? Is this an actual person? Is it not an actual person? Can you prove it? But when you tell your story, and by the way, your story is unique, some powerful things begin to happen. Your faith, the stories that God has done for you, become real in the lives of those that you're speaking to. I want to encourage you to write your story down. Lots of Christians have neglected this, but write down your unique story. It will help someone. Share it on social media. Make a video of it. You have a special story to tell, and your story is a milestone telling the world how far you've come. You have a story to tell. Tell it. I was reminded of this in Psalm 71 this morning. In verse 15, it says this, I will declare your righteousness and your salvation every day, though I don't fully understand what the outcome will be. And no one is saying that you have to understand it all. I don't understand how my story is going to end. I don't understand how God's going to use it in the future. But I know this, he's still good. And that he's done amazing things for me. And it helps me to trust him for tomorrow. I will declare your righteousness, though I don't fully understand what the outcome will be. He says, Lord God, I will come in the power of your mighty acts, remembering your righteousness, yours alone. When you think about all the amazing things that God has done for you and how he's the perfect one, you realize that I don't have to be the strong one. I don't have to be the perfect one. I don't have to have it all together or be able to see the future. I just have to know the one that does. Amen. You know, for some of us, the issue is not necessarily remembering how good God has been, but instead we choose to remember how bad we have been. And this is what God is speaking to us through his word. You know, some monuments, believe it or not, need to be torn down. There's sometimes in our lives that we build these huge monuments to these horrible moments in our life and we never get past them. We keep them instead of in our rearview mirror, we put them in front of us. Yeah. We end up bowing down to them and making them bigger than what they should be. Some things need to be left in the past. Some things need to be put on the other side of the river. There's a reason why God said, I want this memorial put on this side. I want you to remember my goodness. But all the sin, all the disobedience, all the 40 years that you've had to walk through getting to this point, let's leave that on the other side of the river. I want to encourage you, what are some things that you need to leave on the other side? What are some things that just need to be left in 2019? Maybe for you that's a hurt. Maybe it's an area of disobedience in your life. Maybe it's some things you need healing from. I want to encourage you, those things are not too hard for God. And there is absolute hope for you if you're willing to lay some of those things down. If there's a sin issue in your life, if there's some hurts, if there's some fears, if there's some anxieties and stresses, you don't have to carry those. That's a choice. We serve a God that is absolutely big enough to care for us in our moments of weakness. And He absolutely is willing and ready and able to do that if you let Him. I want to encourage you to let Him. Trust fully in His power. You know, for me, when people have hurt me, and you're not going to be in ministry long without being hurt by people. Let me just tell you, if you don't want to be hurt by people, if you want everyone to speak well of you, then go sell ice cream. But for us in ministry, I'm just telling you, it's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. And when people have hurt me, I've had to approach it with a different response than what I had originally approached it with. Originally, I used to carry a lot of that weight, and the hurts that people would give me would make me live a lifestyle that I'm constantly reacting, hoping that people wouldn't hurt me. I become defensive. I become pessimistic. I become negative, always looking for things that are going to hurt me. But that's not the lifestyle that God has given me to live. That's not a lifestyle of faith. So I've learned that when people hurt me, I will take a moment, I'll process through it, I'll let it run its course, but then when it's finished, I'll say, okay, God, now I'm giving that to you, and I'm choosing to let you carry this because I'm not strong enough to carry it on my own. If there's areas of sin in your life, I want to encourage you. God is a God of grace. His mercy is new every morning. And if you'll allow the Lord to begin to change your heart, and if you're willing to make some steps and walk away from those things, if you're willing to confess that sin, the Bible says if you confess it, if you begin to pour it out of your heart, if you start talking to someone else and they hold you accountable to it, you can absolutely rise above this. There's a plan that doesn't leave you stuck in the same areas of sin that have kept you captive year after year. You don't have to live as a slave to your sin any longer. You don't have to repeat the mistakes of your past. You can leave that on the other side of the river that you've just walked through. This can be a brand new season for you. I need you to believe that. You know, Israel had 40 years of mistakes and disobedience and sin. And they paid the price for it. It was hard. It was tough. But they chose to walk across the river to build a monument as a marker that's in my past. I'm walking into a new season, into a new day. I'm walking into a season of mercy and grace and blessing. And that really is my hope for you today. And if there's nothing else that I say today, please remember that there's a new season of grace. There's mercy for you. Because God is a good God. He's a good Father. He has good things in store for you if you make the choice to build a monument to His goodness and not a monument to your sin. I want to encourage you to leave the mistakes of yesterday on the other side. Leave them in last year. Let's start fresh. Let's start new. Let's believe the Lord for good things that are coming. I want to encourage you to remember the power and the faithfulness of God and to share it with somebody. You need to share your story. If you've never done that before, a great way is just to get a pen and a piece of paper and start writing down some things that are important to you, some things that God brought you through. Remember those stories. One of the things I've done is in my own cell phone, I have a section in my notes app where I just list amazing stories, and I have all kinds of things that God has done for me that I just list them out. And every day I'll have a moment where I'll think about what did God do for me today, and I'll add something to that list. And I've got now so many wonderful stories that, by the way, I need when I'm giving sermons. I need to be able to go back and remember those things. And if I'm not careful, I'll forget them. So I want to encourage you, write down the things that God has done for you and share it with somebody. Post it on social media. It's a great way to build a monument to what God is doing in your life. Share your story. Share your monument. Share with people what God has done. It's an important part of the Christian walk. And I want to encourage you, this next year can be absolutely as good as you think it can be because God's there and He's willing to bless those who diligently and earnestly seek Him. God bless you. On behalf of us here at High Ridge, I hope you have a wonderful and amazing new year. We'll see you soon.